The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on December 3, 1990 in Jakarta, Indonesia. The class begins with a reading from the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse.
Chaturvanyam maya srishtam guna karma vivagasaha tasya kartaram apimam dya kartaram abhyayam.
Bab 18 dari Bhagavad Gita. Akan tetapi, orang yang sadar akan Krishna berada di atas para Brahmana. Menurut sifatnya, seharusnya seorang Brahmana mengetahui tentang Brahman, kebenaran mutlak yang paling utama. Kebanyakan Brahmana hanya mendekati Brahman yang tidak berbentuk pribadi sebagai suatu manifestasi dari sifat Krishna. Tetapi hanya orang yang melampaui pengetahuan terbatas yang dimiliki seorang Brahmana dan mencapai pengetahuan tentang kepribadian Tuhan Yang Maha Esa, Sri Krishna, dapat menjadi orang yang sadar akan Krishna. Atau dengan kata lain, seorang Vaisnava. Kesadaran Krishna termasuk segala pengetahuan tentang aneka penjelmaan yang berkuasa penuh dari Krishna, yaitu Rama, Narasimha, Waraha, dan lain-lain. Akan tetapi, Krishna melampaui sistem tersebut yang terdiri dari 4 bagian masyarakat manusia. Orang yang sadar akan Krishna juga melampaui segala bagian masyarakat manusia, baik bagian menurut masyarakat, bangsa maupun jenis kehidupan.
That's in the translation purport to text 13, chapter 4 of the Bhagavad Gita by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada here in Indonesia on the 3rd. December 1990, 504, Gaurabda, Dvitiya Parada, Lord Brahma.
Dvitiya Parada, oh, yeah.
Om Tat Sat. So Lord,
how do you want to? I can translate it simultaneously. You can just keep speaking.
Whatever they like. It,
it's probably better and more efficient to do it like that.
Yeah, it doesn't disturb
me. Saya bisa sekali jadi tidak. Dia bisa bicara. Dia bisa bicara terus saya menerjemahkan bagi yang mau dengan bahasa Indonesia.
Originally the.
Pada permulaannya.
Different kinds of work according to the three modes of material nature were assigned by Lord Krishna,
percayakan oleh Sri Krishna,
and this created the Varnashram system.
Dan demikian menciptakan sistem Varnashram.
Although Krishna created the system,
walaupun Krishna menciptakan sistem tersebut,
actually Krishna has nothing to do with
Krishna.
He's not a part of the system.
Krishna bukan sebagian dari sistem.
He's always transcendental.
Krishna selalu bersifat rohani.
Sometimes when Krishna is here,
apabila Krishna
during his pastimes, he would act according to different varna.
Bertindak menurut berbagai varna.
But Krishna is always transcendental.
Tapi Krishna selalu rohani.
When he was in Vrindavan, he was acting like a Vaishya.
Krishna bertindak seperti seorang
Vaishya. When he was in Dwarka, he was acting like a Kshatriya.
Beliau bertindak seperti seorang Kshatriya.
But sometimes Krishna would do things
kadang-kadang Krishna melakukan
which would demonstrate that he was transcendental.
Yang memperlihatkan bahwa beliau bersifat rohani dan melampaui hal-hal dunia.
So, if a person in this material world doesn't follow his own nature and his own duties, then they become affected by that. They become entangled by sinful reactions. For instance, in the system of
Brahmachari,
unmarried men should not associate with any
woman.
But then later, according to the Vedic wedding sacrifice, or Vivaha Yajna, then they can accept the hand of a woman in marriage.
Boleh menikah dengan seorang wanita dalam upacara pernikahan.
But then as a grihastha,
they
have the responsibility
mereka harus tanggung jawab
to maintain their wife
untuk
and children,
memelihara istri dan anaknya.
To maintain a proper Krishna conscious household.
Rumah tangga yang benar, yang sadarakan
Krishna. But if they don't do that,
kalau mereka tidak berbuat demikian,
then also they can get sinful reaction.
Mereka pun bisa mendapat reaksi dosa.
So, in all the different varnas,
dalam semua varna,
a person is obliged to act.
Seseorang wajib bertindak.
And also in the different ashramas.
Dan juga dalam berbagai asrama.
But actually Krishna is
Krishna sendiri
dependent on these
tidak tergantung pada hal-hal seperti ini.
Although he created the system,
Krishna menciptakan sistem
therefore
tersebut,
the human being
tapi sistem itu
who are conditioned in this material
yang
world
diikat di dunia material ini,
so that they can be uplifted.
Agar mereka bisa diangkat.
The Lord is actually always transcendental.
Selalu bersifat rohani.
So in many of Krishna's pastimes,
banyak kegiatan Krishna,
he
beliau
appeared, acted like a kshatriya.
Kelihatannya bertindak seperti seorang
kshatriya. Because the kshatriya or the monarch
seorang
is protecting
kshatriya,
the citizens.
Seorang raja melindungi para warga negara.
So like that, God is protecting everyone.
Seperti itu pula, Tuhan melindungi semua insan.
What was wonderful about Lord Krishna's pastime?
Ajaib tentang kegiatan Krishna
is that he acted like a cowherd boy.
Bertindak seperti anak gembala sapi.
And he was taking the cows and the calves.
Membawa sapi, mengembalanya.
And the forest.
Dibawa ke hutan.
So he was very easily approachable.
Beliau mudah sekali didekati.
A king is very formal.
Raja sangat bersikap resmi.
But a cowman, cowherd boy is very
informal. Sangat tidak formal, tidak resmi.
So very easily to
mudah
approach.
Sekali didekati.
It's interesting to note how
diperhatikan
when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
waktu Krishna muncul sebagai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he came as a Brahmana.
Beliau datang sebagai seorang Brahmana.
A Brahmana has other types
Brahmana
of pastimes.
Mempunyai kegiatan lain lagi.
So Lord Chaitanya in his childhood,
Sri Chaitanya pada masa
he
mudanya,
manifested this
beliau
activities of a young Brahmin boy.
Kegiatan seperti anak Brahmana yang masih muda.
Which is very interesting.
Yang sangat menarik.
He was also mischief, just like
beliau juga nakal.
Krishna was mischief.
Seperti halnya Krishna juga nakal.
But living on the side of the sacred river Ganges,
he tinggal di tepi Sungai Ganga yang suci.
He would go regularly to bathe in the Ganges.
Setiap hari pergi mandi di Sungai Ganga.
There the different brahmanas would be coming.
Berbagai brahmana datang
to do their sacred bath.
Melakukan puja suci atau mandi sucinya.
To do their prayers.
Untuk memanjatkan
doanya. To chant the Gayatri.
Untuk memanjatkan mantra
Gayatri. To do the worship of the Ganges.
Dan untuk sembahyang pada Sungai Ganga.
But small Lord Chaitanya, 5 or 7 years old,
umur 5 tahun atau 7 tahun,
he would play pranks against them.
Mengerjakan para Brahmana itu.
While they were saying Gayatri.
Sambil mereka sedang membaca Gayatri.
Sometimes he would spit water on them.
Beliau meludahkan air pada disemprotkan dengan air dari mulutnya.
This is very offensive.
Mereka berpikir ini kesalahan yang besar.
Why this boy is spitting?
Mengapa anak ini meludahi kami?
They didn't know that the Lord Himself was blessing
them. Mereka tidak tahu bahwa Tuhan sendiri sedang memberi berkat pada mereka.
Sometimes He'd pull their legs.
Kadang-kadang beliau menarik
under the water
dari bawah air.
They fall in the water.
Jatuh ke dalam air.
And look, who did this?
Siapa yang berbuat begini?
Over some distance, and child Chaitanya would come out of the water.
Dari Jawa akan keluar dari air sambil mengeluarkan air.
Sometimes while the brahmanas are in the water.
Kadang-kadang sambil para brahmana berada
at that time,
di air.
And Lord Chaitanya, he'd take all the men's clothes and he'd mix them in the women's clothes.
Mengambil pakaian semua laki-laki dicampurkan dengan pakaian wanita.
And the women's clothes and the men's
wanita,
clothes.
Pakaian wanita ditaruh dicampur dengan pakaian laki-laki.
So when they came out of the water, then
mereka keluar dari air.
Create some disturbance.
Ada kekacauan dan gangguan.
Like this, sometimes he would put mud or things on the offerings that they had brought
lumpur,
to the Ganges.
Menaruh lumpur di atas apa sesajian yang telah mereka bawa untuk dipersembahkan pada Sungai Ganga.
The little girls, they would come to worship the Ganges.
Gadis muda datang untuk sembahyang pada Sungai Gangga.
And once a year they'd come to worship Lord Shiva.
Satu tahun sekali mereka akan datang untuk sembahyang pada
Shiva. Lord Shiva catches the Ganges in his head.
Shiva menangkap Sungai Gangga di atas kepalanya.
So they worship with Ganges
mereka
water, Lord Shiva.
Shiva dengan air Gangga.
So suddenly Lord Chaitanya as a child,
Sri Chaitanya yang masih anak-anak,
he was known as Nimai.
Beliau bernama Nimai.
He jumped out from a bush.
Beliau lompat dari apa semak-semak.
He scared them.
Menakut-nakutinya.
Then he'd say, what is all this offering?
Apa ini semua persembahan?
This is for Lord Shiva, don't you disturb.
Ini untuk Shiva, kamu jangan mengganggu.
No, you give to me.
Jangan kasih saja sama saya.
No, this is for Shiva.
Ini untuk Shiva.
I'm the father of Shiva.
Saya adalah ayah dari Shiva.
How Vishnu, but only Vishnu is the father of Shiva.
Vishnu adalah ayah dari Shiva.
How can you say such thing?
Bagaimana kamu bisa ngomong begitu?
Of course, if he was Vishnu.
Sri Chaitanya juga adalah Vishnu.
He said, no, you give me the offering.
Jangan, kasih aja persembahan itu.
He said, no, we cannot give.
Jangan, kami tidak boleh memberikan.
And he said, if you don't give the offering,
kalian tidak mau memberikan persembahan itu, saya seorang Brahmana.
I'm going to curse you.
Saya akan mengutuk kalian.
I'm going to curse you.
Saya akan mengutuk kalian.
You're going to marry an old husband.
Kalian akan semua menikah dengan suami yang
with
sudah
many
tua
older
sekali.
Co-wives.
Yang sudah punya istri yang banyak.
They're going to make you work very hard in the house.
Kamu harus bekerja keras sekali di rumah.
So then they got all frightened.
Mereka semua ketakutan.
At that time,
pada waktu itu,
Lakshmi Priya, she, the daughter of Balabhacharya,
putri dari Balabhacharya,
she had a spontaneous attraction for Lord Chaitanya.
Dia tertarik pada Sri Chaitanya secara spontan.
So she came forward and put sandalwood pulp,
memberi tapal chandana,
all over the six-year-old child's form of Lord Chaitanya.
Sri Chaitanya yang masih anak yang berumur 6 tahun.
Of course, she's a Lakshmi Devi.
Tentunya dia adalah Lakshmi Devi.
But what was happening, all these things were going on.
Semua kegiatan ini berjalan.
So one day all the Brahmanas came to complain.
Semua Brahmana datang untuk mengadu.
They went to the house of
mereka
Jagannath
pergi
Mishra.
Ayah Jagannath Mishra.
And they saw him.
Mereka menemui
your child is too
putra
much.
Kamu terlaluan sekali.
This Nimai is creating so much disturbance.
Membuat gangguan yang begitu banyak.
He's going in the Ganges and he's doing all these
Sungai
things.
Ganga dan melakukan segala macam kegiatan.
Pulling our Brahmin threads,
menarik,
pulling our
menarik tali suci kami, menarik kaki kami.
Mixing the clothes,
mencampurkan pakaian.
So you have to punish him, you have to do something.
Jadi bapak harus menghukum dia, harus diberi teguran.
Like this. So then they left.
Kemudian mereka pergi.
Then all the young girls came.
Kemudian semua gadis muda datang.
Your son is too much.
Putra bapak terlaluan.
He is going and taking our offerings and teasing us.
Persembahan sesajian kami diambil, terus kami digoda,
what kind of Brahmin boy is he?
Ini anak Brahmana macam apa?
So then Jagannath said, this is too much.
Jagannath Mishra bilang, ini terlalu.
He picked up his stick.
Dia ambil tongkatnya.
This time, I'm going to get him.
Hari ini saya akan menemukan.
Where is that Nimai?
Mana Nimai itu?
Then he went off towards the Ganges.
Pergi ke Sungai Gangga.
And the girls, they thought, we don't want him to get beaten.
Wah, ini bukan ini yang kami inginkan.
They ran ahead.
Mereka lari ke depan.
There Nimai was swimming with his friends.
Nimai sedang berenang dengan teman-temannya.
Nimai! Watch out!
Hati awas.
Your father's coming with a
stick.
He's going to beat you.
Akan memukuli kamu.
So then Nimai called his friends.
Nimai memanggil teman-temannya.
They had a secret huddle.
Mereka mengadakan rapat rahasia.
No one knows what they said.
Jadi yang tahu apa yang mereka katakan.
Then Lord Chaitanya swam away.
Yang Sri Chaitanya berenang.
He escaped.
Ya, melolos, melarikan diri.
Up came Jagannath Mishra.
Jagannath Mishra datang.
Where is Nimai?
Ada Nimai.
All the children, they said, Nimai, we ask you the same question. We are asking you the
kami
same
question.
Kami
juga mau bertanya yang sama kepada bapak. Di mana Nimai?
When is he coming here to bathe with us?
Kapan dia mau datang kemari untuk mandi bersama kami?
He's not come yet from school.
Masih belum datang dari sekolah.
Jagannath Mishra was in
kebingungan.
A little confused. All those Brahmanas, they couldn't lie.
Tidak mungkin semua Brahmana itu semua bohong.
You sure Nimai wasn't here?
Maka kalian pasti apa yakin bahwa Nimai tadinya tidak di sini.
We're waiting for him. When is he coming?
Menunggu dia. Kapan dia akan kemari?
So then Jagannath Mishra went back to his house.
Pulang ke rumahnya.
Waiting for Nimai.
Menunggu kedatangan Nimai.
After some time, Nimai came.
Sudah beberapa waktu Nimai
datang. With his books.
Dengan buku-buku sekolahnya.
Here I'm coming home from school.
Pulang dari sekolah ini.
Oh, we learned many nice things today.
Banyak pelajaran yang bagus yang kami dapatkan hari ini.
So Jagannath Mishra came and looked.
Melihat.
Saw his hair.
Melihat rambutnya.
So it's all covered with dust.
Semuanya banyak debu.
Looked at his fingers.
Melihat jarinya.
Because if you're swimming, they become wrinkled.
Kalau berenang kan jarinya mulai ada keriput-keriput apa.
But they're all dry.
Tapi jarinya semua kering.
Spots of ink on it.
Maka malah ada tinta pada jarinya.
What's going on?
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
And so the man said, "Anything wrong?" He touched their feet. "My dear parents, please allow. I'm very hot and tired. I want to go to the Ganges."
Kaki orang tuanya. Sekarang saya mau pergi mandi di Sungai Ganga untuk izin.
He left his books and then he ran off to the Ganges.
Dia lari pergi mandi di Sungai Ganga.
Jagannath Mishra and Sachi, they're talking, you know. How could this be?
Bagaimana sampai ini bisa terjadi?
There's no sign that he was swimming.
Tidak ada tanda bahwa dia telah berenang.
Then all the Brahmins were complaining.
Namun semua Brahmana mengadu.
Then some Brahmanas came and said, "No, we don't want you to beat your son. We're just saying these things, but he's not such a bad boy, actually."
Kami tidak menginginkan bapak memukuli putra bapak. Kami hanya mengomong-omong seperti ini. Dia tidak begitu nakal.
Actually, everyone loved Nimai.
Sebenarnya semuanya mencintai Nimai.
They love to talk about
him. Senang sekali bicara tentang beliau.
No one wanted to see him.
Tidak seorang pun ingin melihat dia dipukuli.
So Lord Chaitanya was swimming in the Ganges.
Lord Chaitanya berenang di Sungai Ganga.
See, the Ganges was the most happy.
Sebenarnya Ganga lah yang paling berbahagia.
Think that Mahavishnu, Brahmana Dev, just touched the Ganges.
Hanya menyentuh saja Ganga.
Just with the tip of his toe.
Dengan ujung jari kakinya.
For that, she's known as the Charanamrita of the Lord.
Dia dikenal sebagai Charanamrita dari kaki Tuhan.
But in Chaitanya's pastime,
di dalam kegiatan Chaitanya,
the Lord is bathing in the Ganges.
Tuhan malah mandi di dalam sungai.
For hours and hours and hours. So the Ganges is feeling such
Ganga
ecstasy.
Merasa kebahagiaannya begitu tinggi.
The Lord is bathing in her water.
Mandi dalam air.
All of her desires are being
semua
fulfilled.
Terpenuhi.
She's the purest devotee of the Lord.
Tuhan yang termurni.
Purifying the three worlds.
Menyucikan ketiga dunia ini.
But here her worshipable Lord.
Di sini, Tuhan yang disembahnya.
Is just remaining submerged in her waters for so long.
Menyelam dalam airnya selama kurun waktu yang lama.
One day, when Nimai is coming out from the Ganges.
Satu hari Nimai keluar dari Sungai Ganga.
He was alone. He was swam
dia
down the stream.
Dia berenang ke.
There was one stage.
Hilir.
He was a.
Resi.
He was worshiping the Ganges
dia
for a long time.
Menyembah Ganga selama waktu yang lama.
Every day he would come and
setiap
worship
hari
the
dia
Ganges.
Datang dan menyembah ibu Ganga.
So then.
Kemudian.
He saw Nimai was.
Melihat Nimai.
Getting out of the water.
Keluar dari air itu.
He was sitting to say his
dia
prayer.
Dia sedang duduk untuk memanjat.
Tara Govinda ki.
Jai.
Nimai ki.
Jai.
Nitai ki.
Jai.
All of a sudden the Ganges is coming
tiba-tiba
up.
Air Ganga naik.
So what's going on?
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
It's going up.
Airnya naik.
Then he looked and he saw that as Nimai was leaving the Ganges.
Sambil Nimai sedang naik keluar dari Sungai Ganga.
The river was going up.
Sungainya naik. Mengikutinya.
What is going on?
Apa yang terjadi?
I never saw that before.
Saya belum pernah melihat hal itu.
The Ganges was feeling, the Ganga was feeling separation.
Ganga merasa rindu.
She wanted to touch the lotus feet.
Dia ingin menyentuh kaki Padma Sri Chaitanya.
Finally, the personified Ganga Mata came out.
Kepribadian Ganga Mata keluar dari Sungai Ganga.
Offered her prayers to Nimai.
Memanjatkan doa kepada Nimai.
To the Supreme Lord Krishna.
Pada Tuhan Yang Maha Esa.
Who had come in the form of the young Brahmin boy Nimai.
Menjelma dalam bentuk anak Brahmana yang muda, Nimai.
Who has come to deliver the whole world with the Harinam
Sankirtan.
She is offering her prayers
doa
to the Eternal Master.
Kepada Tuhannya yang kekal.
The Rishi was for the
dan
first time in his life
pertama kalinya,
he was having darshan
dia sedang
of the personified Ganga.
Kepribadian Ganga.
He could hear what she was saying.
Dia bisa mendengar apa yang dikatakan.
Then he could also realize
and dia pun bisa mengerti
transcendental position.
Kedudukan rohani Nimai.
Then the Ganges again went back in
kemudian
her water.
Ganga sekali lagi masuk ke dalam airnya.
And then the Rishi went and he offered
kemudian
his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya.
Kepada Sri Chaitanya.
You are the Lord of my worshipful deity,
Anda
Mother Ganga.
Tuhan yang disembah oleh yang saya sembah, yaitu Ganga Dewi.
You are the Supreme Vishnu.
Anda Vishnu yang Maha Kuasa.
Please have your mercy upon me.
Tolong memberi karunia kepada hamba.
So Lord Chaitanya said, you don't reveal this to anyone.
Bilang, jangan menceritakan hal ini pada siapapun.
And keep this a secret.
Ini dirahasiakan saja.
So that Brahmana Rishi, he
remained
in Navadvip and had the darshan of Lord Chaitanya.
Dan dapat darshan, dapat melihat.
So like this,
seperti ini,
Nimai was showing different activities of the Brahmanas.
Berbagai kegiatan para Brahmana.
One time when he was a small child, actually what happened
pada waktu beliau masih anak kecil,
was Nimai's older brother Vishwarup.
Kakak Nimai, yaitu Vishwarup.
His parents wanted to get him married
orang
by force.
Tuanya ingin supaya memaksakan
so
dia
he was very upset.
Menikah. Dia sangat sedih.
He didn't want to go into grihastha life.
Dia tidak mau memasuki hidup grihastha.
He wanted to dedicate himself to Krishna service. So suddenly he took sannyas.
Tiba-tiba dia menjadi sanyasi.
And he left the house.
Meninggalkan kampung halaman.
So this was a very big shock.
Ini ada
for
sangat
Jagannath
mengagetkan bagi Jagannath Mishra.
And Satyamata.
And Satyamata.
So Jagannath Mishra, someone told him that.
Mishra memberitahu beliau.
If your son, he becomes a learned Brahmin also, he may also take sannyas.
Mungkin dia pun akan menjadi.
So Jagannath Mishra decided, I won't teach my son it.
Jagannath Mishra memutuskan saya tidak akan.
Stop him from going to school.
Apapun kepada anak saya. Dia menghentikan dia masuk sekolah.
This way he thought, so I'll keep him, able keep him in house.
Demikian saya bisa menahan dia di rumah.
So then Nimai became really, really heavy.
Kemudian
became very mischievous.
Nakal luar biasa.
Whole day during the school time, he'd go and disturb
jam sekolah.
He put water in babies' ears.
Masukkan air ke dalam telinga bayi.
They'd be crying and mothers
bayi itu menangis, ibu-ibunya datang.
He'd go and pinch the babies.
Mencubit bayi-bayi itu dicubit.
Ayo. Sorry, I got carried away. Then he got all. Then so one day, Nimai, he went and he stood on the dirty pot.
Pada suatu hari, Nimai pergi dan berdiri di atas panci-panci
you know,
yang sudah terbuang.
I was explaining this pastime in Malaysia.
Saya menjelaskan tentang hal ini di Malaysia.
There, now that people think that aluminum pots is advancement
sekarang
of civilization.
Orang berpikir bahwa panci dari aluminium adalah kemajuan.
See, but actually, think how opulent it was at that time.
Pikir begitu mewah orang pada waktu.
They had disposable pots.
Mereka punya panci yang bisa dibuang.
The pots were made out of clay.
Terbuat dari tanah liat.
Fired clay.
Sekali pakai.
So they cook once and then they would throw.
Kemudian buang.
So I was explaining to all the housewives.
Saya menjelaskan kepada para ibu-ibu.
Just imagine.
Bayangkan.
No washing pot.
Tidak perlu cuci.
Disposable pot.
Panci yang bisa dibuang.
Think of that, fathers of the household. You never had to help in washing any pots.
Tidak perlu para bapa-bapa membantu ibu untuk mencuci panci.
So, but the pots would be thrown out in a pile.
Dibuang di satu tempat.
Completely biodegradable, ecological balance.
Dia bisa biodegradable. Jadi dia bisa akan menyatu dengan tanah nanti kalau sudah hancur.
So Nimai, he stood on those pots.
Nimai berdiri di atas panci-panci itu.
And his mother said, you're a Brahmin boy.
Kamu anak Brahmana.
You're standing in a dirty pile of thrown out pots.
Tempat kotor, tempat panci-panci yang
this is garbage.
Kotor. Ini sampah semua.
You shouldn't stand there.
Jangan berdiri di sana.
So how do I know?
Bilang bagaimana saya.
So in this way they could see that
ini mereka bisa melihat.
They had to send him to school.
Mereka harus mengirim beliau ke sekolah.
So then they finally, Jagannath Mishra agreed and sent him to school.
Jagannath Mishra setuju mengirim anaknya ke sekolah.
So when Lord Chaitanya went to school,
Chaitanya masuk sekolah.
They taught him the alphabet in Sanskrit.
Abjad dalam bahasa abjad Sanskrit.
As soon as they showed him the letters,
begitu surat huruf-huruf itu diperlihatkan pada beliau,
immediately he memorized.
Langsung dihafal.
He could write it.
langsung bisa ditulis.
So the first day he learned the whole alphabet.
Hari pertama beliau sudah menghafal seluruh abjad.
This was the teacher was shocked.
Gurunya kaget.
6 month course he finished in one afternoon.
Selesai dalam setengah hari.
The next day he came and learned all the joint aksharas, the jukta aksharas.
Semua huruf majemuk dihafal besok dalam satu hari.
In Sanskrit, the letters are joined together.
Bahasa Sanskrita huruf-huruf disambung.
That's more complicated.
Itu lebih rumit.
But he learned all that. Soon you showed, he learned. Okay.
Sekali diperlihatkan sudah hafal.
So like this, by the age of 11, Lord Chaitanya himself was the greatest professor.
Sri Chaitanya sudah menjadi profesor yang paling pandai.
He already got PhD.
Sudah doktor.
And he became a teacher.
Menjadi seorang guru.
So, like this, Lord Chaitanya was showing many different activities from the Brahminical point of view.
Seperti ini, Sri Chaitanya memperlihatkan banyak kegiatan dari sudut kebrahmana.
It was also showing
juga
some special rasa.
Memperlihatkan rasa yang istimewa.
Krishna, he was showing the pastime
Krishna from memperlihatkan kegiatan
Vaishya point
dari sudut Vaishya.
Taking out the calves,
mengembalakan sapi,
playing on his flute,
sapi, memainkan seruling,
playing in the forest, throwing
di hutan,
fruits,
melemparkan buah,
the tall fruit they are throwing,
melemparkan pohon apa buah tal.
You have tal in Indonesia?
Yes.
You make tal bora? You know how to make like a pakora from tal?
I don't know. On the north coast of Java, they have a lot of tal. Tal di Bali juga ada kan, ron tal. They use the leaves to write scriptures.
Yes. Also in India, also same. In India. Tal, you can take it in two ways. When it's green, in the inside there's a type of fruit.
Yeah.
It's like a jello.
Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
When it's fully ripened, then you have to squeeze the whole thing and out comes the liquid. Oh. And you mix that with bananas and some flour and then you deep fry and that calls what they call talbura. Oh. Favorite of Lord Chaitanya.
Kalau buah tal itu kalau masih hijau bisa dimakan. Langsung. Kemudian kalau sudah matang, itu harus diperas, jadi keluar cairannya. Terus cairan itu dicampur dengan pisang, dengan banana, kan?
Flour and gore.
Dan gula merah, dan pisang, dicampur, dijadikan bora, kemudian digoreng. Itu adalah makanan yang paling disukai oleh Sri Chaitanya.
Krishna lah also.
Krishna tal bora. Suka
tal bora. It's in that song, tal bora.
Salah satu masakan yang ada dalam lagu itu.
Very highly aromatic.
Sangat wangi makanan itu.
So that's for the boys, the tal, ripened tal fruit smells very nice.
Buah tal yang sudah matang sangat
wangi. So when they smell that, they wanted to go into the forest.
Waktu mereka bisa mencium bau dari buah itu, mereka mau masuk ke hutan itu.
But that demon was there, like Casey, right?
Raksasa yang berada di sana.
Casey Asur.
Yeah, ada raksasa Casey di sana.
So that's when Krishna and Balaram, they took care of that demon.
Pada waktu itu, Krishna dan Balaram mengurus raksasa itu.
So then all the cowherd boys and the calves could go in the talabon.
Bisa masuk ke talabon, hutan tal.
So like that. Then when Krishna went to Mathura.
Pada waktu Krishna pergi ke Mathura.
And Dwarka then.
Dwarka.
He's acting like a prince.
Beliau bertindak seperti seorang pangeran.
Battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Perang Kurukshetra. Kita bisa melihat.
With Arjuna.
Arjuna.
With all the kings.
Dan semua raja.
So there, he's showing the kshatriya.
Di sana beliau memperlihatkan kegiatan kshatriya.
And when Krishna was in the ashram of his guru.
Krishna berada di ashrama gurunya.
As a, in the ashram of the guru, the disciple. Serves the guru like a menial servant. Sudra is a menial servant, or any kind of servant.
Pembantu adalah sudra.
So Krishna also, he was serving his guru like a menial servant.
Guru seolah-olah beliau adalah pembantu.
He was going and getting wood from the forest.
Hutan cari kayu di hutan.
And serving the guru in a humble way.
Guru dengan cara yang sangat rendah hati.
So sometimes people may think that Krishna is a kshatriya, he's a vaishya.
But
these are his pastimes.
Ini semua hanya kegiatan atau permainan beliau.
But within the varnashram,
di dalam varnashram,
within this culture,
dalam
civilization,
peradaban ini,
then all these things have got some
semua hal-hal ini
deeper meaning.
Mengandung arti yang lebih dalam.
Without organization, society is anarchical.
Masyarakat menjadi anarki.
And Prabhupada, even he was sometimes telling us humorous stories and showing that how even in the humor of Vedic culture or the humor of Indian culture that the Vedic culture is all pervasive.
Mencakup segala sesuatu.
So one time the king was going
pada satu kali, raja,
and he saw one Brahmin,
dia melihat seorang Brahmana,
carrying a shaligram shila around his neck,
shaligram shila dalam kalung pada lehernya,
in a silken bag,
dalam tas, apa, tas kecil.
So that Brahmin went on the side of the road
pergi di tepi jalan,
and he passed through.
Kemudian dia buang air.
So the king was shocked.
Raja itu kaget.
He's wearing shaligram sila.
Pakai shaligram sila, tapi dia
he's passing through.
Buang air besar.
So he's a disgrace to all the Brahmanas.
Artinya, he's going to create offense.
This will hamper the whole kingdom.
Ini akan merusak seluruh kerajaan.
So he had the Brahmin arrested.
Dia menyuruh Brahmana itu ditahan.
Brought back to the court.
Dibawa ke istana, ke pengadilan.
There he had a trial.
Di sana mengadakan sidang pengadilan.
So he said, "You being a Brahmana, you're supposed to worship the Lord.
Seorang Brahmana, anda seharusnya menyembah Tuhan.
You're supposed to be clean.
Seharusnya anda bersih.
Instead, you're carrying a deity on your neck.
Anda membawa arca di dalam tas.
You put in a. Instead, you pass through.
Anda buang air besar tanpa membuka.
So this means that you're going to ruin the whole Vedic culture.
Anda akan merusak seluruh kebudayaan Veda.
So I sentence you to be killed.
Saya menghukum anda harus dibunuh.
To save that kingdom from this offense.
Dari kesalahan ini.
Meanwhile, there was one courtier of the Brahmin, of the king.
Ada seorang penasihat dari raja.
His name is Gopal Bhar.
Nama Gopal Bhar.
And he was like a jester.
Dia seperti semacam badut.
But he was very clever.
Dia pandai sekali.
And he would always add some humor to the meetings.
Selalu memasukkan unsur humor ke dalam sidang-sidang raja.
He came in and he said, "Hey, what's happening?"
Apa yang sedang terjadi?
The king said, "Don't get involved now. This is serious.
Jangan terlibat dalam hal ini.
We're protecting the whole spiritual life of the kingdom."
Sedang menjaga kesejahteraan rohani seluruh kerajaan.
No, just I want to know what's happening. Tell me what's happening.
Kasih tahu, saya hanya ingin tahu apa yang sedang terjadi.
He said, "This Brahmin."
Brahmana
they explained him what happened.
Jelaskan kemudian apa yang telah terjadi.
So we're going to kill him.
Kami akan menjatuhi hukuman
as punishment.
Terhadap orang ini sebagai hukuman.
So Gopal, he was Gopal taking mercy on this Brahmin.
Merasa kasihan pada Brahmana ini.
Obviously, it was a foolish thing he did.
Tentunya dia telah melakukan sesuatu
but,
yang bodoh.
Death penalty was also a bit heavy.
Hukuman mati juga agak berat untuk kesalahan seperti itu.
So then he told the king, "But my
dia
lord."
Memberitahu pada raja.
This Brahmin was only the carrier of the shaligram.
Ini hanya membawa, pembawa dari shaligram itu.
I think so what?
Jadi apa kenapa?
He was only the carrier.
Dia hanya sebagai pembawanya.
What do you mean? Don't get involved in these things.
Kamu jangan terlibat. Ini masalah yang serius.
I'm very serious.
Saya serius sekali.
He was the carrier of the shaligram.
Pembawa dari shaligram ini.
So what do you mean, Gopal?
Apa maksud kamu?
So, you are riding on your horse.
Anda nak menunggangi kuda.
Your horse is your carrier.
Kuda adalah penunggang anda.
When your horse passes
kalau
through,
kalau kuda anda berak,
you consider yourself contaminated.
Apakah anda merasa dirimu sudah terkotori atau ternoda?
King thought.
Raja itu berpikir.
So he was acting as the carrier for the shaligram.
Ya, dia bertindak sebagai kendaraan atau pembawa dari shaligram.
So if the shaligram is contaminated,
tercemar,
then every time your horse passes,
setiap,
you have to take shower.
Setiap kali kuda anda berang, kamu harus mandi.
He said, "Okay, Brahmin, listen, I'm releasing you this time, but you'll never do that again."
Melepaskan kamu, tapi kamu jangan berbuat seperti itu lagi.
So this is like just a humorous story.
Ini adalah cerita humor.
But actually, it reveals like the relation of the king
hubungan antara seorang raja dengan
to protect the dharma,
melindungi dharma.
The duty of the Brahmanas. Normally, Brahmana is never punished by a king. But if he acts against religion, he can also become punished. So the king was feeling responsible. So like this, every varna had this responsibility. But Krishna actually, he may have sometime acted like one varna or another.
Bertindak seperti warna ini atau warna itu.
But actually he's always transcendental.
Sesungguhnya Krishna selalu rohani.
And that he explains in this verse.
Dijelaskan dalam sloka ini.
Akartaram abhyayam.
Akartaram abhyayam.
The non-doer always being unchangeable.
Tidak berbuat dan tidak pernah berubah.
So actually, the whole purpose of our ashram is to please Krishna.
Ashrama adalah untuk memuaskan Krishna.
Haritoshana.
Haritoshana.
If Krishna is pleased,
Krishna puas,
then everything is perfect.
Maka segala-galanya sudah sempurna.
So nowadays in Kali Yuga,
ini pada zaman Kali Yuga,
it's not possible to strictly maintain the same varnashram.
Varnashrama yang sama.
So our previous acharyas,
acharya yang mendahului,
they recommend
kita,
that we have daiva varnashram.
Kita menjalankan daiva varnashrama.
Daiva varnashrama means
daiva varnashrama berarti
that everyone understands themselves as the servant of the servant of Krishna.
Dari Krishna.
And as a devotee,
sebagai seorang penyembah,
they engage in Krishna's
service. Pengabdian kepada Krishna.
But according to their nature,
menurut sifat mereka masing-masing,
they serve in that way.
Mengabdi dengan cara seperti itu.
So because they're all Vaishnavas,
karena mereka itu semua Vaishnava,
they're all transcendental.
Mereka semua rohani.
But so externally,
tapi secara lahiria,
they act according to their particular situation.
Kedudukannya masing-masing.
So that way everyone is equally respectable.
Semua orang diberi hormat yang sama.
You see, not that the one is low, because they're all Vaishnavas.
Karena mereka itu semua Vaishnava.
But to create order in society,
guna menciptakan ketertiban dalam masyarakat,
they externally maintain varnashrama.
Secara lahiriah mereka memelihara varnashrama.
Lord Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he wanted his followers to maintain the ashrama.
Para pengikutnya memelihara ashrama.
Those who were grihastas,
para grihasta,
he would name their children.
Beliau memberi nama kepada anak-anak.
He would give them
mereka
blessings.
Ia memberi berkat pada anak-anak mereka.
But those who are in the renounced orders,
berada pada tahap-tahap
he very strict.
Sri Chaitanya sangat tegas.
That they couldn't associate.
Mereka tidak boleh
in any intimate way with a woman.
Dengan cara apapun yang intim dengan seorang.
If they would do that, he'd be very angry.
Kalau mereka melakukan begitu, beliau akan menjadi marah.
Even Haridas, Junior Haridas,
Haridas muda,
he banned.
Diusir oleh Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because he was indiscreet with the woman.
Karena dia terlalu dekat dengan seorang wanita.
So Lord Chaitanya wanted that devotees should be very sincere and follow whatever vows they have taken
yang telah mereka
with the purpose of pleasing Krishna.
Dengan tujuan memuaskan Krishna.
So this way devotees engage in the devotional service
itu, para penyembah yang tekun dalam pengabdian sucinya,
and maintaining their ashram externally.
Ashramanya secara lahiria.
Actually Vaishnava is transcendental to Varnashrama.
Vaishnava adalah melampaui atau berada di atas Varnashrama.
Because the Vaishnava is transcendental to the three modes.
Vaishnava melampaui tiga sifat alam.
So here it mentions that this has been made according to the modes of material nature.
Dibuat menurut sifat-sifat alam material.
So, out of humility, the devotee acts according to Varnashrama.
Seorang penyembah bertindak menurut Varnashrama.
Because actually, devotees are transcendental.
Sebenarnya penyembah-penyembah semua bersifat rohani.
But knowing that if they would act without any regulation,
kalau penyembah bertindak tanpa aturan,
this would create a bad example for the whole society.
Akan membuat contoh yang buruk bagi masyarakat umum.
And then everyone would be acting in an irresponsible way.
Semua orang akan bertindak dengan cara tanpa tanggung jawab.
So, that's why the devotees, they maintain the varnashram.
Para penyembah memelihara varnashrama.
After few hundred years after Lord Chaitanya's movement was begun, there are some so-called followers of Lord Chaitanya
menamakan dirinya pengikut Sri Chaitanya.
They're called Sahajiyas.
Mereka disebut para Sahajiya.
Sahajiya means that they follow
Sahajiya berarti mereka mengikuti
their own whims. They take the whole process very cheap. They consider that because they're Vaishnavas, they're transcendental. So they can do anything. So some of them are doing various illicit activities, but presenting themselves as liberated souls. So this was creating a big disturbance. Rupa Goswami said that anything not done according to the Shastra, Suti Smriti Pranadi Pancharitik Hari Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate, Suti Smriti Pranadi Pancharitik Vidhi Bina Aikantik Hari Bhakti Utpataya Vakalpate. Any activity not following these Vedic scriptures is just a disturbance to society, disturbance to developing pure love of Krishna. What they are doing is creating a disturbance. So then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took sannyas. And they said, well, this is not proper for Vaishnava to take sannyas. Vaishnava is above
sannyas.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur explained that I'm not yet a Vaishnava. I'm aspiring Vaishnava. Vaishnava is very great thing. So I'm trying to become a Vaishnava. I'm trying to be a pure devotee. So because, therefore I'm taking sannyas for purification. Actually, of course, he was a pure devotee. But he was wanted to establish properly the activities. Because these people were acting outside of Varnashrama in the name of being a pure devotee and creating disturbances. So he was teaching that it's better to take the humble position, act within
Varnashrama,
but actually be situated in pure devotional service. So, this important verse for preaching. Also now, people think that by birth they become a particular varna.
Sekarang orang berpikir, menurut kelahiran mereka sudah masuk dalam varna.
This also, Krishna doesn't indicate here.
Krishna juga tidak mengatakan demikian dalam
janma karma.
Dia tidak mengatakan janma karma.
Is guna karma.
Guna karma.
According to the qualities and according to the nature of work.
Sifat pekerjaan seseorang.
Actually, the Varnashram system is not strictly hereditary.
Tidak menurut keturunan.
But rather, just like the children of a particular father
dari ayah tertentu
would generally be trained up in the same work.
Dilatih dalam pekerjaan yang sama.
But if they weren't qualified, they wouldn't be accepted.
Mereka tidak qualified, mereka tidak diterima. Tidak diakui.
Just like Nanda Maharaj, he was the
Nanda
brother
Maharaj
of Vasudev.
Adalah saudara dari Vasudeva.
But Vasudeva was a Kshatriya.
Vasudeva seorang Kshatriya.
And Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya.
Nanda Maharaj adalah seorang Vaishya.
Because Nanda Maharaj is taking care of cows.
Nanda Maharaj menjaga, memelihara.
And Vasudeva was a king.
Sedangkan Vasudeva seorang raja.
Vishwamitra was born a Kshatriya.
Vishwamitra lahir sebagai.
But he became a Brahmana by tapasya.
Sebagai Kshatriya. Vishwamitra lahir sebagai kesatria, kemudian dia menjadi Brahmana melalui tapasya.
So the Mahabharata says you should recognize a person by their work and their quality.
Bisa mengenal seseorang menurut sifat pekerjaannya.
Krishna says he created Varnashram.
Krishna mengatakan beliau menciptakan Varnashram.
But he's transcendental to the Varnashram system.
Beliau berada di atas sistem Varnashram.
So the ultimate conclusion is if we please Krishna by our activities, then our life is a success.
Maka hidup kita menjadi sukses.
This is what Krishna taught to Arjuna.
Ini yang diajarkan oleh Krishna kepada Arjuna.
That if Arjuna,
Arjuna
fulfills his duties in the Kurukshetra battle
kewajibannya dalam perang Kurukshetra,
with the purpose of pleasing Krishna,
maka
and in that way
Krishna,
he'll achieve
dengan cara seperti itu,
the eternal shelter of Krishna,
akan mencapai pelindungan
go back to the spiritual world
dan kembali ke dunia rohani.
So then Arjuna could realize that higher than being a kshatriya, as a kshatriya, if he fights the battle, he'll get heavenly planets if he dies, or he'll get the kingdom if he wins. But as a devotee, he'll get the spiritual world, he'll get the eternal service of Krishna. So he decided to fight for
Krishna,
not just because he was a kshatriya. So this is the highest principle.
Inilah prinsip tertinggi.
For all the varnas.
Bagi semua varna.
Is to work.
Yalah.
For the pleasure of Krishna.
Bekerja demi kebahagiaan.
So that is called Daiva Varnashram.
Itu disebut Daiva Varnashram.
This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to see established.
Yang ingin ditegakkan, ingin didirikan oleh Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
So there was a prediction that in the future, even the high court judges will be having tilak.
Hakim Agung juga akan memakai tilak.
Then they'll give the true verdict.
Kemudian mereka akan bisa memberikan keputusan yang benar.
Could be beyond bribery.
Akan tidak akan bisa disuap.
Thank you very much.
Terima kasih banyak.
Was that terima kasih? Any questions?
Ada pertanyaan.
Yes, Maharaji.
Mengapa identitas beliau? Why was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity kept a secret while he was present?
Because he's coming as a devotee.
Beliau datang sebagai seorang penyembah.
If it was known that he's the Lord,
diketahui bahwa beliau adalah Tuhan,
then how he could act as a devotee?
Maka bagaimana beliau bisa bertindak sebagai seorang penyembah?
It would have disturbed his pastimes.
Akan mengganggu kegiatan beliau.
The Lord comes as
Tuhan datang
a devotee.
Sebagai seorang penyembah.
So devotee.
Sebagai penyembah.
Devotee cannot think that he is the Lord.
Penyembah tidak bisa dirinya adalah tidak bisa berpikir.
He can have people telling him that he is the Lord.
Penyembah tidak bisa bilang pada orang bahwa dirinya adalah Tuhan.
Just like if the president of the country.
Seperti misalnya presiden datang.
Decides he's going to make a secret visit.
Beliau mau mengadakan kunjungan rahasia.
And mingle amongst the people.
Dan supaya terbaur dengan rakyat.
To see what their mood is.
Untuk mengetahui bagaimana apa perasaan mereka.
But if it comes out in the headlines
kalau
of the paper,
diumumkan di surat kabar,
president coming 4 p.m. in disguise to see the people,
keadaan menyamar,
to be thousands of people
ribu-ribu orang watching,
and they have no purpose.
Dengan demikian, tujuan kunjungan beliau tidak bisa dipenuhi.
Also in this age of Kali,
zaman Kali ini juga,
there's no scheduled avatar.
Tidak ada avatar yang dijadwalkan.
Who comes as a proclaimed avatar?
Sebagai avatar yang dimaklumkan.
The Lord Chaitanya is predicted that he's a channa avatar.
Oh, beliau adalah
channa he's a avatar. Secret, he's a covered avatar.
Di avatar yang terselubung atau tertutup.
So although he's the Lord himself,
walaupun beliau adalah
he comes
sendiri,
and covering himself in a disguise as a devotee.
Menyamar sebagai seorang penyembah.
After he left, then you can reveal his identity.
Beliau pergi, identitas beliau boleh diungkapkan.
After the president already came and went, you can say,
presiden datang dan pergi, baru
he came, he was there.
Beliau datang dan beliau berada di sana.
Oh, very interesting, everyone likes.
Semua orang senang.
But if you say before, then it spoils.
Maka tujuannya tidak bisa dilaksanakan.
That's although many Vedas predicted he was coming.
Walaupun banyak Veda meramalkan kedatangan beliau.
But Krishna covered by the yoga maya.
Krishna menutupi dengan yoga maya.
So the sages couldn't understand clearly.
Tidak bisa mengerti dengan jelas.
Is that clear?
Apakah itu sudah jelas?
Any other question?
Pertanyaan lagi. Pelan.
Pada umumnya di India orang berdaya di sungai
Ganga. In India generally the people chant the Gayatri mantra while submerging themselves in the Ganges. Is there any special significance to that or any special benefit that one gets from chanting a Gayatri mantra like that?
There's different, if you chant a mantra in certain places, you get more benefit.
Membacakan mantra di tempat-tempat tertentu akan mendapat keuntungan lebih banyak.
If you chant by sacred river,
dibacakan di tepi sungai suci.
And in Chanda, I'm not exactly sure about the river and the land.
Yakin pasti tentang.
You chant by the side of a sacred river, you get
di tepi sungai.
So many times more benefit.
Sekian kali.
And if you chant in a holy place, a pilgrimage, suci, you get so many times.
Sekian kali lebih banyak keuntungannya.
So once like a thousand and others like 100,000.
Kali, 100,000 kali.
But I forget which is which.
Maharaj lupa mana yang.
When you chant in front of the tulasi.
Berjapa atau mengucapkan mantra di depan tulasi.
Then you get like a million times.
1,000,000 kali lebih banyak keuntungan.
So you chant in the Ganges, you get many times more.
Sambil dalam sungai Gangga berkali-kali.
If you chant in front of the deities,
di depan arca,
install deities, you say your Gayatri.
Gayatri di depan arca.
You get unlimited times of benefit.
Tidak terhingga kali lipat pahalanya.
Maybe we should say our Gayatri.
Kita semua bergayatri.
So that's why.
Itulah sebabnya.
The sages say in the Ganges.
Para resi mengucapkan mantra Gayatri sambil menyelam dalam sungai Gangga.
Question?
Ada pertanyaan lagi?
Because of your explanation, or because of your illumination,
you think? Sekali lagi jangan bahas Indonesia, supaya mereka juga bisa mengerti maksudnya. Maksudnya, bagaimana pandangan dari para penyembah itu sendiri, ataukah pandangan dari orang luar, atau dari
penyembah?
He's asking. What is the opinion of the devotees regarding the caste system after having become devotees and after having heard the explanation which is given here?
Well, the devotees appreciate the Varnashram system.
Para penyembah menghargai sistem Varnashrama.
They feel that the Varnashram system
merasakan
was perfect when it was made.
Sempurna pada waktu sistem itu dibuat.
But in the age of Kali,
tapi pada zaman Kali,
it started to degenerate.
Mulai merosot.
So what we have left of the Varnashram system now
sisanya sekarang
is this like kind of a perverted reflection.
Gambaran yang terputar balik dari yang asli.
It's an imperfect representation.
Gambaran yang kurang sempurna.
But they appreciate the caste system.
Penyembah menghargai sistem kasta.
And in fact, they like to create societies and communities.
Mereka ingin mendirikan masyarakat atau
based on
perkumpulan,
as I mentioned, the kind of streamlined, spiritualized
sistem Varnashrama yang disederhanakan atau dirohanikan.
Varnashram system, where it would be, in one sense, casteless.
Dalam salah satu arti kata,
that everyone would be a Vaishnava.
Jadi semuanya adalah
Vaishnava. But for practical purposes,
tapi untuk tujuan-tujuan praktis,
people would be acting according to their different
menurut
natures and
sifat
types of work.
Dan jenis pekerjaannya.
The Prabhupada stressed that
Prabhupada menegaskan
the divisions are there anyway in modern society.
Ada dalam semua masyarakat.
There are these occupations exist.
Jenis-jenis pencaharian.
There's intellectuals, there's teachers, there's priests.
Kaum guru, kaum rohaniwan.
The problem is that they don't take the responsibility.
Mereka tidak mau mengambil tanggung jawab.
And in Varnashram system,
dalam sistem Varnashram,
the brahmanas or the teachers and priests,
para guru atau para pendeta,
they had to be vegetarian.
Harus vegetarian.
They had to worship
mereka
God.
Harus sembahyang pada Tuhan.
They had to lead a holy life.
Mereka harus hidup yang suci.
If they didn't,
kalau tidak,
they couldn't act in those positions.
Tidak boleh, tidak diperbolehkan bertindak dalam.
So now you have, like in America,
kalau sekarang di Amerika,
problem that the school teachers,
problem, guru-guru di sekolah,
sometimes they're found to molest the children.
Kedapatan mereka memerkosa anak-anak muridnya.
Even recently, the priests
in
Canada,
pendeta-pendeta di Canada,
they were found that to be molesting their children.
Sedang memperkosa anak-anak di sana.
So that
pendeta,
they don't follow the rules.
Peraturan.
So according to Varnashram, if someone does that, they're banned from being a Brahmin.
Diskor dari kedudukan Brahmana.
Then they're held as criminals.
Mereka dianggap narapidana.
So, due to lack of this Just the profession is there, but the
profesinya ada.
The spiritual training is lacking.
Pendidikan rohaninya kurang, latihan rohaninya.
So we like to see a type of spiritualized varnashram.
Macam varnashrama yang dirohanikan.
Panchasila program.
Panchasila program.
In the world.
Di dunia.
Is there still varnashram in Indonesia?
Nope.
That's what Prabhupada said was, it's not possible to reinstate the original thing now in Kali Yuga.
Prabhupada bilang tidak mungkin mendirikan kembali sistem yang asli pada zaman Kali Yuga.
Basic principles could be kept.
Beberapa prinsip dasar masih bisa dilestarikan.
It needs to be spiritualized so that
perlu dirohanikan.
One caste doesn't think that they're better than the other caste.
Salah satu kaste tidak memikirkan dirinya lebih tinggi daripada yang lain.
Because that creates the hatred and the imbalance.
Itu menimbulkan rasa benci dan ketidakseimbangan.
But that they see that it's all part of the same body.
Kita melihat bahwa semuanya adalah bagian dari badan yang sama.
So they all have to work together.
Mereka semua harus bekerja sama.
They're trying in Canada to make a varnashram. Many countries are trying to make varnashram community.
Di banyak negara mereka mencoba membuat masyarakat varnashrama.
So they're inspired.
Mereka diberi semangat.
Prabhupada said in order to varnashram is based upon agricultural production.
Varnashrama berdasarkan hasil pertanian.
You have to also have cow protection.
Harus melindungi sapi.
That's the one thing missing in modern society.
Itu satu unsur yang kurang sekali pada masyarakat modern.
Slaughtering the cows.
Mereka memotong sapi.
But in varnashram, the cow is protected.
Di dalam varnashrama, sapi dilindungi.
By the vaishyas.
Oleh para vaishya.
And everyone drinks the milk of the cow.
Semua orang minum susu sapi.
Because cow milk is needed to give higher intelligence.
Untuk memberi kecerdasan
yang lebih tinggi. To understand spiritual subject matters.
Untuk memahami mata pelajaran rohani.
It said fish make people clever.
Ikan membuat orang cerdik.
But spiritually dull.
Tapi bodoh.
Materially clever, spiritually dull.
Cerdas secara rohani, tapi bodoh secara rohani.
But eating milk gives spiritual intelligence.
Susu membuat orang cerdas secara rohani.
Creates a finer tissue to understand the higher philosophical matters.
Bagian yang halus di dalam kecerdasan untuk lebih memahami hal-hal rohani.
So milk is a type of miracle food.
Susu adalah makanan ajaib.
But we need to protect the cow.
Kita perlu melindungi sapi.
Here they protect mother cow.
Kita melindungi sapi.
It's the most protected cow I've ever seen.
Sapi yang paling terlindungi yang pernah dilihat oleh Lara.
Mosquito net.
Ada kawat kasonya.
Very nicely protected.
Di sana.
Have you seen that cow?
I used to sweep it.
Peaceful place. Any other question? You know, now that I'm just coming from India, in Assam,
Assam,
which is a kind of a troubled place.
Satu tempat yang banyak problem di India.
But the local devotees there constructed a beautiful temple.
Sudah mendirikan temple yang sangat indah.
About 30 miles from the Bangladesh border.
50 kilo dari perbatasan Bangladesh.
And it's about a two-story temple, guest house.
Ada guest house-nya.
We had a big grand opening.
Kita mengadakan upacara peresmian yang besar.
Prana Pratishtha of the deities.
Ada Prana Pratishtha, jadi menempatkan arca.
We were hoping that Gaura Prabhu would come.
Mereka mengharapkan kedatangan saya. Untung saya tidak datang dan memalukan mereka semua.
About 12... The problem is there's like a kind of revolutionary, some of the people there are having revolution type of thing. So there's political unrest.
Political
unrest. Not religious unrest.
Some
religious unrest also. Some communal problem also. Because of this Ram. Birthplace.
Masalah kelahiran.
Some communal misunderstanding also.
Sedikit juga masalah antara.
So there's all around was disturbance. Where we were, it was like an island of peace.
Di mana mana kacau, tapi di sekitar temple itu damai, tenang.
So some people there mostly Vaishnava.
But this particular area was part of Bengal before the partition of India, and when India was partitioned. Then this part stayed with India, and the rest became East Pakistan. So these are primarily, this is a part of Assam, Lower Assam. There's a Bengali-speaking Assamese. It's called Kachar. It's in the city of Silchar. So it's between Tripura and Bangladesh and Manipur. It's a little place there, little valley.
Bagian dulu menjadi bagian dari Bengala, tapi setelah India dipecahkan menjadi India dan Pakistan, tempat ini dulu menjadi bagian dari Bengala, dia ikut dengan menjadi bagian dari India.
So it's a multiracial place.
Jadi di sana banyak macam suku, orang Assam, orang Bengala, orang
there's Manipuris, there's Bengalis, there's macam-macam. Megas, there's Kashis, there's all kind of
macam-macam suku di sana.
There's Hindus, there's Muslims, there's various communities. But so there was some tension. But where we were, it was very peaceful. So 12 devotees came from Soviet Union.
12 penima datang dari Uni Soviet.
And they gave their experience how they were being persecuted.
Mereka disiksa dulu.
But then they were freed.
Kemudian mereka dibebaskan.
And now this year they have 27 Rathyatras in
kini
Soviet
mereka,
Union.
Tahun, dalam tahun ini mereka mengadakan Rathyatra 27 kali di Uni Soviet.
And millions of Bhagavad Gitas were ordered at a book fair. So it looks like there's going to be millions of Hare Krishna devotees in Soviet Union. 250,000 books were sent there in January for the whole year. But in 5 weeks they were all sold. There was supposed to 12 months supply, 5 weeks sold out.
Yang supply untuk 12 bulan habis dalam.
No, all the bookstores want.
Semua toko buku memesan.
So they're making special big mass runs.
Sedang mencetak secara besar-besaran sampai jutaan eksemplar di sana. Bhagavad Gita.
So Srila Prabhupada had predicted before that America and Russia are heading for a world war.
Dan Rusia akan
this
perang.
Was 15 years
15
ago.
Tahun yang lalu.
But if you can get the people of Soviet Union to chant Hare Krishna, then there will not be a war.
Tidak akan terjadi perang.
So we all thought, well, anyway, that's impossible.
Itu mustahil.
But actually that happened.
Tapi sebenarnya itu terjadi.
Tens of thousands of people are chanting Hare Krishna in Soviet Union.
Hare Krishna di Uni Soviet.
And the whole karma of the country changed.
Seluruh karma negara itu berubah.
Cold War is over.
Jadi perang dingin sudah berakhir.
Now America and Soviet Union are friends.
Amerika dengan Uni Soviet sudah bersahabat.
5 years ago, who could imagine?
5 tahun yang lalu, siapa yang bisa membayangkan?
So we see the reason is because so many thousands of people
karena begitu banyak beribu
were chanting
orang,
Hare Krishna.
Berjapa Hare Krishna di Uni
Hare
Soviet.
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
This is the power of the Vedas, power of Sanatan Dharma.
Ini kekuatan Veda, kekuatan dari Sanatana Dharma.
Power of the Mahamantra. Even someone was telling me that since the people started